Okay, let's begin, guys. Hope we're having a good job. This is okay. All right, yes, Thursday we said we would speak about our Tosfos that we had finished, but a lot of assumptions Tosfos makes in our Tosfos. Tosfos here on Daf Zayin and Beis Maskos Shenemar assumes that the Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka was, of course, al pi halacha, and it worked al pi halacha, and it was a real bona fide kiddushin. And we know that the Gemara says in Yuma on Chaf Chesim Abayis that Avram Avinu was mekayim kol haTorah kula, not just the Raisas, but even the Rabbanans. The Gemara has a comment like that. Even Erev Tavshilin, one Gersa says Erev Chatzeris. To that degree, Avraham Avinu is Makan Kol HaTorah Kula, both the Rice and the Rabbonans. And the assumption by all the Gedolei Achronim is not just Avraham Avinu, but it was all the others. And they knew B'nevua, the Dini HaTorah, and the Dinim the Rabbonan, and they took it very seriously, and they fulfilled all the Dinim. And this Shidduch was critical, because we know that Yitzchak was the bridge between Avram and Yaakov, of course. And the Rav Zatzal once commented in Parshas Chayisora, why is it that the Torah needs to repeat 60 psukim about the Shidduch? Tells the story once, then it again. So the Rav wanted to say that a very beautiful pshat, and he asked a second kasha. He actually asked three kashas. The second kasha is, why does the Torah in the end of Parshas Chayisora list off the Doros of Yishmoel? Who really cares about the Doros of Yishmoel? And number three, he said, what was the connection between the Haftorah, the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Haftorah? So the Rav Zatzal wanted to speak, as one of his many recurring themes was the Mesorah, the importance of Mesorah, tradition, to be able to say over that you don't live in your own Dalamas, you want to be able to live in order to pass over to one generation to the next. And Avraham Avinu had changed the world. He had built up monotheism, whether he discovered Hashem at 340 or 48 as a Machlaikis. But he discovered Hashem and he changed the world. And he got people to believe only in the one God, in Hashem. And he didn't want it all to go for naught. And he felt that if his son didn't have the proper Shidduch, he wouldn't be able to continue this legacy in the Mesorah. And that's why the Rav Zatzal says that the Torah HaKadosh is stressed over 60 psukim to tell the story once and retell it again. Because to Avraham Avinu, it was of utmost importance. It was of paramount importance, because if he wouldn't have the proper Shidduch for his beloved son Yitzchak, perhaps his whole enterprise of Yuchad Hashem would go up in smoke. And that is the contrast to Doros Yishmoel. Doros Yishmoel don't have a Mesorah, they don't have a message. They might have kids physically, but there is no message that they are passing on that is significant like we have. And that's what the Torah HaKadosh is trying to contrast that. Look at our Doros as opposed to what the Doros of Yishmoel. And if you look in the Haftorah is the way David HaMelech directs Shlomo HaMelech what to do after he passes away. Who to for reward, who to punish, and how to lead the Malchus. Because David HaMelech didn't live for himself. He lived for the Beis HaMikdash that should eventually be built, and that there should be Avodas Hashem. So this Shidduch is absolutely critical al pi halacha too. Because we want to know, we want to make sure it was done al pi halacha properly, and that's what we have to see. Okay, so if we remind ourselves in the Tosfos, Tosfos said that there certainly was a kedushin here, and in fact Tosfos said there was birkas erusin. He assumed al pi din, even if you're mekadosh a woman al yedei shlich. Okay, we know that shlichus works for kesef and shtar. Of course, it doesn't work for Bia. Shlichus doesn't work on something that is obviously a mitzvah shebaguf, and I can't appoint a shlich to do Bia. But on Kesev Ishtar, it's good. And there's a Birkas Erusin that is said, and he says Eliezer was the shlich. And therefore, in order for the Kiddushin Michal, we know that shlichus can be accomplished through a shlich. Despite the fact, we'll get back to this Nekuda Bez Hashem, there is a klal in the Gemara in the beginning of the second period of Kedushin, Mamalaf on Malaf, mitzvah bo yosur mibishlucho. There is more of a mitzvah you do it yourself rather than a shliach. So we have to realize that this was done through shlichus. It had to be done through shlichus because perhaps they couldn't get there at that point, at that time. But lemaisa to note that Eliezer shliach hoya, says our Tosis. Okay, so I gave you in the Mara Mekaymis the Gemara in Gittin. Okay, now in the world of shlichus, there basically are three types of shliachs. There's a shliach laholacha, there's a shliach lekabbalah, and there's a shliach lahavah, which is not so well known. A shliach laholacha is a shliach that delivers the get or delivers the kedushin. Represents the man, both the kedushin and getin. Shliach laholacha. Then there's a shliach lekabbalah, where the shliach represents the woman, whether it be in kedushin or getin. And then there's a shliach havoeh. Rabbeinu Hananel has, the Rambam also quotes this third concept, whereas the woman asks her shliach, a shliach of bringing, to accept the kedushin kesef her star, or to accept the get, but the kedushin or get will not be chal until the shliach gets to the woman. You follow what I'm saying? A classical shliach lekabbalah, as soon as the shliach lekabbalah accepts the get or kedushin, it's chal. Okay? No matter what. Doesn't have to physically be brought to the woman. A shliach lahava requires the kesef or star or the get to be actually delivered to the woman. So it's kind of like a shliach laholacha on behalf of the woman. So we got those three types of shluchim. You have these three types of shlichas. And lemaisa, shliach laholacha. Okay? Shliach lakabbalah. And then you have what is called, not so well known, a shliach lahava, that we define as being delivering it for the woman, okay? And it won't be chal till the woman actually gets it. So, there is a Gemara in Maseches Gittin, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, which discusses the following. The legitimacy of an Eved Knaini to be a shliach. Now, let's define what an Eved Knaini is, al pi halacha, okay? And to not confuse this with what we call an Eved Ivri. An Eved Knaini is a man, in a woman case, it can be called a Shifcha Knanis, a man that's bought off the slave market. He's a non-Jew, a Jewish man buys him and gives him Mila and puts him in Mikveh. That makes him a half-Jew, according to the Rambam Hilchos Issuri Bia, okay, in Perek Yud Gimel. That man becomes a half Jew and he's chayav in all mitzvahs like a Jewish woman. He has chayav to observe all lavin in the Torah and mitzvahs eshe shalom bezman grom. That is the definition of an Eved Knaini. Okay? We have to know that. And then when the master frees this Eved Knaini, okay, he really shouldn't, but we'll get to that too as well, Bez Hashem. There's an Isser Esse. There's an Isser Esse to free an Eved Knaini. It says, Le'olam be'em tavodu. Do you know what an Isser Esse is? An Isser Esse is where the Torah formulates an Isser in a positive way. Like, for example, this case, Le'olam be'em tavodu. You always should keep an Eved Knaini in a state of servitude. Meaning to say it's also to free him. The Torah doesn't say lo l'shachra or al t'shachra. It says le'olam be'em tavodu. And for all intents and purposes, an Isser Esse is like a lav, with the exception of Malkus. You don't get Malkus for an Isser Esse. There is one Tana that says that. We don't hold like that Tana. But for all intents and purposes, for other areas, it's like a lot. Do you have to spend all your bank account to make sure you're not over the sister? Yes. For a mitzvah, you only have to do what? The Ramah says from the Ran and Sukkah, only up to a fifth of your bank account. But for an Isser Lav, you got to spend your whole bank account. For an Isser Esse, the same din. Okay?
So there's no onesh be the Adam when it comes to an Isser Esse.
Right, that's correct. One Tana says Malkus, but we don't hold like that Tana. But for all intents and purposes, this stress is like a lot. So that's a great example. So normally an adon cannot meshachar as Eved Knaini. But in the case that he does, and there are cases which we'll get to, but show that you can, and he wants to become a full Jew, what do you must do? He's got to go to mikvah a second time. That's called tefillah shniya. And according to the Rambam, that's the araisa. Because that's mashlum is kedushas Yisrael. Because he only was a half Jew, you want to be mashlum is kedushas Yisrael, so he's got to go to mikvah a second time. Now, the Nemuki Yosef argues and says that Tefillah Shniyah is only Durabun. He wants to claim he really is a full-fledged Jew. He's just not free. Okay? And only Minar Abundant do you need a Tefillah Shniyah. But classically, we assume like the Rambam. Okay, so you got to know that definition of an Eved Kenadi. Not to confuse this with an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a born Yid, right? You can have two forms of an Eved Ivri. You can have an Eved Ivri that sells himself, right? Which we don't recommend, right? But if he sells himself, he can. And then there's a guy who stole money and doesn't have money to pay back, where the Torah Daisha says that Beis Din sells him. That's Mechiras Beis Din. You can have two forms. But that guy's a full-fledged Yid. And Eved Ivri for sure is kosher to be a shliach. We're talking about Eved Kenadi. Is an Eved Kenadi kosher to be a shliach? So the Gemara here in Gittin, which I gave you, points out here on Kaf Gimel Amud Beis an amazing thing. The Gemara here on the top says, black on white, let me read the Lashon to you. The Gemara says, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yoichanan, and Eved Asa Shliach Lekamba Laget, Leishim Yad Bailo, and Eved Kenadi is not kosher to be Shliach Lekabala, Fisha Eni B'Torah is given the Kedushin. He's only half Jew. He can't relate to Ishus. He can't marry a regular Jewish woman. If he can't marry a regular Jewish woman, he can't divorce a regular Jewish woman, how on earth can he be representative of a person in a get? You have to be Bataris getting the Kedushin. We should say over from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Shmuel Nachum Shlita, where is the phrase Shlucha Shalom Kamoso appear? In Mishnayos, in Shas? One time, and one time only. Where is the Mishnah? Brachas. You're right, Johnny. In Gemara, that's the Sugin Shlichas. Excellent. Mem Beis, Mem Gimel. But in Mishnayos, it's one time. In Brachas, I think it's Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, that if you're a Shliach Tzibor, you do a good job, it's a Simen Tov, L'Sholchov, to the Tzibor. And if you do a bad job, it's a Simen Ra. And the Mishnah says, Bimnei Ma, Shluchol Shalodim Kamosol. It's a good Bikiyas question. That
this week's Parsha, too.
What'd you say?
It was this week's Parsha.
Yeah, one of the Makoros. Parsha's both for Shlichas. Excellent. But that's in the Gemara. That's the Makor and Shas in the Gemara. But in Mishnayos, and that might not be real shlichus, like Abba Shlich Zibra, but it might be. But the truth of the matter is, to be a representative of a woman in a get, you have to be the Torah. So the Gemara says, black on white, the Eved Kenadi is Pasul Liyot Shliach LeKabbalah. Pasul Liyot Shliach LeKabbalah for Gittin Halacha L'maisa. Okay, because he's not Bataris. He's Eino Bataris. I'm just going to write the phrase Eino Bataris. We know what that means. Let's write the whole thing. Eino Bataris, getting the Kiddush. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says, Befemish. Okay? That's by a Shlich LaKabbalah. So I gave you here in the Ritva, here on the spot, quotes, very interestingly, is this so when we discuss the concept of a Shlich what? Shlich LaHolacha. So he points out that most of the Rishonim Lamaisa hold that it's a problem. That in a Hanami, he says, he paskins like the Rif in Rashi, that Bein, Davdina Lachuna, Bein LeKabbalah, Bein Lach, Ein Nasa Shliach. He's possible to be a Shliach. And he has a Remeir, Bein Remeir Alevi, the Ramah says the same thing, Allah Lamaisa. So Rov Rishonim say that in Eved Kenadi, Rov Rishonim say, Eved Kenadi is Pasul Gamkein L'Shliach L'Kabbalah. Least for Gittin, that's the Ritva's talking about. Pasul Gamkein L'Shliach L'Holacha. L'Shliach L'Holacha. Okay. However, there is the Rimigash, who we mentioned last week, who was the Rebbe of who? The father of the Rambam. The father of the Rambam, Johnny. Don't make that mistake. But the Rambam said, when he looked at his father, as if he was looking at who? The Rimigash. Remember we said that? The Rimigash says no. The Rimigash quotes and says no. And Eved Kenadi is kosher to be a shliach, kosher, lios, shliach, lahalacha. Okay? And let's quote it, as long as we have it here. I gave it to you. He quotes, the Hiksha Rav, Eved Migash, Imkein Huadin La'alacha, and he says, no, L'chein Nira Davka L'Kabo Pasal Rabbi Yechon, Aval L'Holich Vare Nasa Shliach. There it is right there, black on white. Okay? He writes, B'Feirah Shir Yar, Jeremy. According to the Rimigash, and Eved Kenadi is kosher to be a Shliach L'Holach. So, here we have it, guys. Right from the beginning. We have this beautiful shidduch. between Yitzchak and Rivka, and Eliezer serves as a shliach. How do you know? Our very own Tosfos says shliachaya. Eliezer shliachaya. Just quoting Tosfos verbatim. Our Tosfos on the daf. If you hold like the Rimigash, beautiful. He was a shliach lo'olacha. No. He delivered the goods, the kesef, which we're going to get to as well. Bez Hashem. He was the shliach. So if you all like the Rimigash, beautiful, right? If you all like Rov Rishonim, right? Very difficult. Very difficult, right, Donnie? Rov Rishonim said never Knani's puzzle. You follow me? The Rimigash says he's kosher. Yes, Ezra.
I thought they said he's puzzled only the whole chav for again.
Okay, we're going to get to it now. Okay, we're going to get to it now. But let's start one step. You're right. Okay, you're right. This is the only time I get. Okay. Let's bring out now Ezra's point. I gave you the machlekes between who? The Beis Shmuel. You're right. Ezra's the daughter of the Gittin. But let's say, what's the story by Kedushin? So I gave you a machlekes between the Beis Shmuel and the Avnei Milui. The Beis Shmuel, which was in Simin, Lamed, Hey, Sifkotten, Yud, Dalid. The Beis Shmuel said, Beferish, like you just said, Ezra. And he said, Halacha l'maisa, Hu Adin, just like he's kosher lios, a shliach lo halacha l'get in the Rimigash, he's kosher shliach lo halacha l'kedushin. So if you hold like the Beis Shmuel, okay, so you have it very well. Beis Shmuel holds within the Rimigash, you would be kosher laholacha afil kedushin. Now, just write in your notes that this is within the sheet of the Rimigash. But the Avnei Miluim there, what was the sifkot in there, Johnny? What was the sifkot Avnei? Was it what? Tess. Very good. And Simon Lamed Hey sifkot and Tess. What was the svara? Shimon and Johnny. Why is machalik? And he says no. The Rimigash are only allowed in the kind to be kosher what? Lo lacha leget aval lekedushin, the Avnei Miluim says, would be kosher rak leget velo lekedushin. What's the difference between the two? What do you say, Johnny? What's a chiluk? Why is he bad for? Why is he good for get and not for kedushin? What was the svara that Avnei Miluim said?
Was that the derising there about one? Or?
But later, what did he say about a yamira? Right. The Amira by Kedushin is what? Is a bona fide Yeraisa, whereas by Gittin it's not. So it could very well be that the Evik Nani is kosher l'shliach, l'holacha, l'maisa forget, but not for Kedushin, because the Amira is a very important part of it, and that the Evik Nani cannot do. Whereas the Amira by Get is not as important. According to the Rashba, Amira by Kedushin is Yeraisa. So therefore, that's the chiluk that we can make, l'maisa. So, at this point now, we have a shidduch here. Rov Rishonim say we have a shidduch. No, they don't. He's puzzle. You want to tell me you hold like the Rimigash? Okay, that's only if you hold like the Beis Shmuel's shot in the Rimigash. But if you hold like the Avnei Miluim, it's only kosher for get, as Ezra pointed out, we're talking about Kedushin here. So we're back to the drawing board, guys. We've got to make the shidduch good. This is the bridge to the Messiah. The stakes are high here. So how could it be in Lumbus? That's good, Gabi. You follow me? We got a big problem here. According to most who've shown him, it's a problem. And even according to the Rimigash, it's a problem if you don't like the Avnei Miluim. So it's a very difficult problem we have to try to solve. Okay. So there's a wonderful sefer, a great Talmud Chacham. His name is Reb Yitzchak Sarutzkin. He's a great Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. He was Rosh Yeshiva... Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, and there's a great Talmud Chacham. He has a sefer called the Gvuras Yitzchak on Chumash, Lomdus in the Chumash, and he has a mahalach that I want to share with you, that he wants to try to answer these problems. So we have to add on different elements to Bez Hashem as well. Okay, he wants to claim, based on the Ramban and Parsis told us, as you started off, shared that the Avos fulfilled all the mitzvahs of Torah. Even though the Gemara did say Avram Avinu, but Yitzchak and Yaakov also did as well. And the Ramban asks there, and Parshas told us, well, how on earth did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? That's an Isser. Can't marry two sisters. Rachel and Leah are two sisters. That's a Ramban's kasha, very important kasha. So one of the answers the Ramban gives is that the Avos We're Makayim, all the mitzvahs at Torah, only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. Since he married her, them in Chutz La'aretz, no big deal. Okay, that's what the Ramban writes. The Re'eim claims, actually the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says they only did it when they could. In other words, they did it like Enim Mitzuva Va'osa, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes. Here it was impossible. He wanted to marry Rachel, he got faked out, he married Leah. Okay, here it was impossible. So he didn't what? He didn't fulfill the halacha. And Enim Mitzuva also did it voluntarily. When it was impossible to fulfill it, Lamaisa, the din is that what? He did the best he could. In this case, it was impossible. So that's what Rechaim HaKadosh says. The Chassam Sofer actually says, based on the Re'ein, that they converted. So if they converted, they're no longer sisters. Al Pi Aloche. That's another answer, how Yaakov could marry two sisters. So we've said already three answers, correct? Let's get them down. The Ramban says it was Chutz La'aretz in this one teretz. Second teretz is it that they did it in the mitzvah of Oysa. And the third teretz is that they were what? They converted. There's a beautiful Chassam Sofer. I want you to get this down. The Chassam Sofer writes, if you remember in the Chumash, when Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, it's time for you to go down back to Eretz Yisrael, what does he do? He says he's got to consult with his wives. I mean, if Hashem tells you to do something, you do it. You don't consult with someone. And what's their answer back to him? Their answer back to him is that we're nachrios. They say, don't worry, we're nach. What does that have to do with anything? That's not answering the question. Those are the two kashas I'm so first. Number one, what is he consulting? And number two is they were, what do you mean they're nachrios? So, the pashtus is that Chassam Sofer says, Yaakov Avinu, of course, was going to do what Hashem said. But he's consulting with them because he's saying, you know what, we got a problem. He says, I'm going to have to divorce one of you two. When I get back there, it's just sort of, this is going to surface. So they respond back to him, don't worry about it. We're not related. That's how the Chassam Sofer utilizes two of the terutzim in the dialogue. It's a beautiful shot. Okay. But nonetheless, there's a fourth answer that I want to give, and it's the Ramban's second teretz. And the Ramban, the Ramban doesn't himself give the answer. The Brisker Rav gives the answer. Okay, so we should note that. It's not the Ramban, it's the Brisker Rav.
Who gives the third?
The third was the Re'ein. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. Okay?
So the name of the Ramban?
No. This teretz now is the Brisker Rav. It's not the Ramban. Okay? The Brisker Rav wants to claim that the Ishus that existed, Kodama and Torah, was Ishus of Ben Noach. And the Gemara says, the truth is, Shimon, it is the Brisker Rav, but it's based on a Ramban's Chiddush in Shas, not on a Chumash. The Ramban is a Chiddush in Yevamos, on the Afsari Chesom and Aluf, where he writes that there are certain relationships that are only usher for Ishus Yisrael, not for Ishus Ben Noach. And one of them is sisters. Could a non-Jew marry two sisters? Yes. Ishus to Ben Noach, it's okay. Ishus to Yisrael, it's an isser of, marrying two sisters. Okay? Meaning, the Brisker Rav said, this is the Ramban's Chiluk in Yevamos. So the Brisker Rav says, well, what type of Ishus existed? Kodama and Tyre. Ishus to Ben Noach, okay? There is a question what their status was, the Avos. They did all the mitzvahs. Were they Yisrael and were they Ben Noach? That's a big machlokes, okay? But what was the status of the Ishus? We hope to say they were Yisrael. Poshim Shad, they had a shame Yisrael, Akadush Yisrael. Okay, but nonetheless, what was the Ishus? So the Brisker Rav wants to claim that the genre of Ishus Yaakov before Kodama and Torah was what? Was Ben Noach. The Torah wasn't yet given, so it was Ishus to Ben Noach, says the Brisker Rav. So if it was Ishus to Ben Noach, so what you have is, Brisker Rav Zatzal says, it was Ishus to Ben Noach. So when does the Gemara say that an Evikai is not Torah is getting the Kedushin? That's Ishus to Yisrael. But this Ishus of Yitzchak and Rivka, the Zivug of Yitzchak and Rivka, was Ishus to Ben Noach. Memela, the Evikai is Torah. Ishus to Ben Noach. You follow me? That's the teretz, Lamaisa, that the Brisker Rav wants to say. Okay. So if you say like that, So that would answer our shidduch in the Taisus. Rov Rishonim say that kind is possible. Even the Rimigash says he's kosher, it's only lo'alacha for get, according to the Avdim Eluyim, for Kedushin not. No problem. When is it a problem? It's not the Taisus Gidim Kedushin, it's Yishus Yisroel. Gemara Gidim Chav Gimel and Beis. But this is Yishus to Ben Noach. Okay? Fine. There's a big problem with that answer, though. Very big problem with that answer. Okay? What's the problem with that answer? The problem is that in our very own Masechta, we mention this quite a bit, and we're going to have to mention it, the procedure. We'll get to that. We didn't discuss it the first semester, the procedure of a wedding. We mentioned it briefly last week. But there is a Rashi, in the Gosa Ashri quotes a Rashi in the Tshuvas, and Tysus quotes it in Psachim, Rav Psachim. Rashi in the Tshuvas says, there was a fellow that asked him, there was a fellow that asked Rashi. He said, Rashi, I feel bad that I did Kiddushin and Nisuin the same day. The Mishnah says in our Masechta Nun Zayin that you should wait 12 months between Kiddushin and Nisuin. He used to wait 12 months for the husband to prepare the Suda and the woman to prepare her jewelry. It's a Mishnah in our Masechta on Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Nosim L'Besula Shnei Masar Chodesh. It's a long Mishnah, just reading that line. Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Okay? And they used to wait 12 months. This fellow asked Rashi, he feels bad, he did it the same day. Rashi says to him, don't worry. Rashi, when I was gone, and it's out, it was a tzaddik. He said, don't worry. He said, we do it all the time. And that's what we do. We do it all the time. We do Kedushin Nisuin in one shot. But he says, you know what? I want you to know what I've instituted to commemorate the gap, and that is that we read the Ksuba. The rabbi reads the Ksuba between the Kedushin and the Suin to commemorate that there's a gap between the Kedushin. It was a year. Here it's, 10 minutes, right? 5 minutes. But that's what Rashi instituted. That's what Rashi did Tshuva. Tosim, Sochim, the Gosha Shri called Rashi and Tshuva. But if you look at the Tshuva, this fellow was asked Rashi, felt bad. So Rashi says, calm down. Don't be upset. And that's what was instituted, halacha lamaisa.
Where's the Tosis?
Tosis, I think it's Kuf Dalet in Psochem, Arvi Psochem. Quotes Rashi, but the Gosh Ashri by us. And Dav Zayin, we'll probably see it, lamaisa, when we get to this Sizim. So he says, Beferish, that we read the Ksuba in the middle, and that's what Rav Shechter Shlita taught us, that if the rabbi wants to say a drosha under the chuppah, he should say it after the reading of the Ksuba. A lot of rabbis say it at the end. You're not supposed to do that because it says Meritzin Chasim Lekala. After the Shev Brach, you're supposed to run them to the Yichud room so they get the Brach. Right? You're supposed to run them. There shouldn't be a gap. Okay, we sing, what do we sing? As Yimesh Kachech. Okay, that's only a few minutes. But to do a whole drush is not right. So the drush should be done after the Ksuba if there's going to be a drush. After the Ksuba is read. Okay, good. So there's a big problem here. And the problem is that where did this come from, this concept, halacha lamaisa? Where did this come from, this notion of 12 months? Did it come from nowhere? No, it didn't come from nowhere. It came from, and the Gemara makes the comment, Beferish, on Nun Zayin and Beis on the top, Minohani Mili, Amar of Chisda Damakrov, Yom Rachav, Ima Teshiv, Hanari, Tana Yomim, Oser. It comes from the Shidduch. Comes from our shidduch. He said, remember, they said, wait. Remember her brother and the mother said, wait around? 10 months, wait, yamim or asr? The Gemara Darsh says it means a year. So it came from this shidduch. What does that mean, Ezra? That means in this shidduch, there was what? Not just nesuin, but there was what? Erisin plus nesuin. Correct? No?
But they didn't make 12 months.
What'd you say?
They didn't wait 12 months.
You're right, but okay, whatever, for whatever reason, they didn't. They didn't, because they were dealing with a tricker. So they didn't want to play games. But theoretically, they learned that that's the Din L'Dairis from here. Now, what does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? I gave you. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, how do you establish a marriage for a non-Jewish couple? The Rambam says, is there a Kiddushin? There's no Kiddushin. Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, how do you establish marriage? One of the Shevets Minochas is adultery. So how do you establish that the couple's married? They live together. Simple. That's it. They live it together as man and wife. If they want to part, there's no get. They just separate. Is there a concept of erusin for what? For goyim? No. The Gemara says black on white in Sanhedrin. I gave you on Nun Zion and Beis. Let's read the Lushan inside.
So what's adultery then for non-Jews?
Couples married, and then the woman is mezana with another man. Then she continues living with the guy. That's adultery. If they parted, that's not adultery. If while living by husband, while living as a couple, she's mezana with another guy.
It's less clear though.
Less clear, but you know, if they resume living together, right, then she's mezana. If they parted, then not. You're right, it could get you know, murky in certain cases, but theoretically, that's the definition. There is no kedushin, there is no erusin, so I want you to know that. So Gemara says beferish, ein erusin, legabe, ishus, de ben noach. Okay? There is no ishus, ein erusin, legabe, ishus, de ben noach. Ein erusin. There's no erusin at all. Does not exist. Allah lamais. There is no erusin ishus to ben noach. None at all. Okay? Nothing. Let's read the Lashon. Lashon, the Gemara is bulas baal yesh lehen, like Donnie said. That means they live together as man and wife, but erusin ein lehen. Right? Or kedushin ein lehen. What's the Lashon? I think it's nun chesim at beis on the bottom. Right? The Lashon of the Gemara is, was it Nun Ches? No, Nun Zayin and Beis, I'm sorry. The Gemara uses a Lashon and it says, oh, the Tanya Reb Chaninit Bulas Baal Yeshlen Nichnas L'chup Lo Nivla Ein Lehen. There is no concept of Erusin. The Gemara has the same line. There's only issues, there's only when they live together. Chupa, I mean marriage. But there is no concept of Erusin. So the Kasha is on the Brisker Rav, how do you tell me that this shidduch is legitimatized because Eliezer was an Eved Kenani and he's betoris ishus to ben Noach, Pinchas? We cannot classify these ishus to ben Noach. Because the Mishnah learned out from here, 12 months, is assuming that it's ishus to Yisrael. You follow me? It's a bomb kash on the Brisker Rav, very sure. Let's the Brisker Rav say it's an asmachta. Okay, maybe. But the pashtus is, it's a great kash on the Brisker Rav. You follow me, Avram? How do you classify it as ishus to Yisrael? As ishus to ben Noach? Because we learn out that there's a 12-month gap between Erusin and Nisuin. So obviously in this marriage, there was what? There was Erusin. Our Tosfos said there was Erusin. Our Tosfos learned out of Halacha that even when there's a Shliach, you could say Birkas Erusin. Because he took it really seriously. So obviously, we're back to the drawing board. It's not Ishus de Menach. You have to say what? Memela, Etzlenu, it has to be Ishus the Yisrael. Ishus to Yisrael, the din of what? Yitzchok v'Rivka. Okay? You got the kasha? So we're back to the kasha now. How's the Eved Kenani good? Okay? Can't say it's Ishus to Ben Noach. This is clearly Ishus to Yisrael.
He says the Rav, the Brisker Rav, held that there's errors going on. Maybe he was just referring to Nisuin.
The Brisker Rav's trying to legitimatize how you could have for Kedushin. Right? We're talking about Kedushin here, John, right? We're talking about the Kedushin. That's our Toysis. Erusin, Kedushin. That's what we're trying to legitimatize. So he said, oh, it's Ishus to Ben Noach, so it's not a problem. Ishus to Ben Noach, Lamaisa could be an Eved Kenani for that to be represented, a good Shlich. But Lamaisa, that's very difficult, Lamaisa, because we're learning out that it was what? If you're talking about Ishus to what? If you're talking about Ishus to Yisrael, then that means if you're talking about Ishus to Ben Noach, then there's no Erusin at all. That's against our Tosfos, and that's against the Mishnah, seemingly. Right? It's against our Tosfos, for sure, the Brisker Rav say, but it's against our Mishnah, basically, we're asking. Because the Mishnah says this case shows that there's what? There's Erusin. Okay. So we're back to the Kashas now. Very difficult. The truth is, Eliezer was not a Shliach for Bia, obviously. Bia, there's no Shlichus. So obviously it was what? Kesef and Shtar. Probably Kesef. And Lamaisa, how could Eliezer act as the Shliach? Okay. So next step, as I gave you, is the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in Gittin on the Daf there, Chof Gimel Beis has an amazing comment. He says, you're right. An Eved K'naini is an Eved K'naini is possible to be a Shlich LeKabbalah. However, the Tosfos Reed wants to say that that's if it's your own Lamaisa. That's if it's someone else's Eved K'naini. But if it's your own Eved K'naini, he wants to say a stunning Chiddush. Eved, he wants to say the whole Gemara is talking about someone else's Eved K'naini. But if it's Eved K'naini Shel Atzmo, Eved K'naini Shel Atzmo, then it would be good based on a new principle. What's that new principle called? Yad Eved, Kiyad Balabais. Yad Eved, Kiyad Bal Habayis. Which is a very similar principle in Bav Metzia and Daf Yudim Rav called Yad Poel. I'll write it down. Very similar to Yad Poel, Kiyad Bal Habayis. If you have an employee, very similar. Called Yad Poel, Kiyad Bal Habayis. You know, there's a very interesting Kiddush of the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, Nechol Shlukim Veshutim. Let's say I hire a non-Jew to build a makkah for me. You know what a makkah is? I can't have a roof without a wall 10 tefachim high. God forbid someone could fall off it. You know there's a bracha that's recited in the building of a makkah to mitzvah sesei. What happens if the non-Jew builds it for me? Do I say a bracha? I don't touch one nail. Do I say a bracha?
Why wouldn't you?
If I don't build it myself, the non-Jew did it for me.
Say bracha is like a mila, you say bracha, and you actually have to.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But the Mila, I don't say the bracha. The Mo'al says it.
It's a Jew doing the.
The Mo'al, but the Mo'al says the bracha. The Baal Abba Ben doesn't say the bracha. Yeah, that's a Birka Shema Bo'al Dad. But the actual Alamila, the Mo'al says that. So it really doesn't make a difference whether it is. But Shimon, we paskin that with, and I don't have to touch one hammer and nail, and I can say a bracha when the non-Jew bangs in the nail. Says the Machane Ephraim, ain't shlichus lakum. Can you appoint a goy to be shliach? No. Kereshot to the katan is possible. A goy is possible. We had a discussion today about Eved K'naini, but kereshot to the katan is beferish gemara. A goy is possible too. How can I say a bracha on the goy building my micah for me? What's the answer? Yad pol kiyad balabayis. That trumps the din is mitkaber. That's how we'll say it. Trumps the din of ain shlichus lakum. So in the same vein, says the Tosfos Reed amazingly, he says, I want to tell you something. I believe when the Gemara said that an Eved K'naini is possible because it's not the Torah's Shlichus of Kabbalah for getting the Kedushin, for a Shlichus of Kabbalah, that was someone else's Eved. But your own personal Eved K'naini, she could appoint someone, no problem. He would be good for Shlichus of Kabbalah, he would be good for Shlichus of Halacha. That's what the Tosfos Reed suggests. Then he backs out of it and he says he thinks it's wrong. The Lashon of the Tosfos Reed, have it right here, backs out of it. It's amazing, Tosfos Reed. He says, mix the riti be kosub mixes svarim, and that the alma de lavdi de lavdi do is bad. Chura nearly yaf yers girsi yaf the dafke evid the alma lo avim the avishliach lo lekabol lo locha. Aber evet die ich habe schlich mit kabol yad evet yad ich schon dann she kablo evet kilo kilo ich du habe die ich da mehr schlich loch yad ok yad rabo domi schnosh li she kilo rabo noslo of our love will see he back side of it I forgot the video evet kilo rabo domi lo she shluko evet ki khat say ro domi so if he's like a khatzer but he basically backs out of it and says it cannot be shaykh okay but I want you to if you held like this Tosfos Reed, let's get it. If you held like this Tosfos Reed, then we solve the answer. That Eliezer was who? The Eved K'naini of who? Of Avram Avinu. And the truth of the matter is, he was the shliach, we're going to get back to that, but he was the shliach of Avram Avinu. And even though Eved K'naini might not be a kosher shliach, but if it's your own personal Eved K'naini, it's going to be good because of the principle Yad Eved K'yad Balabais. Now he backs out of that. Could be that maybe he'll say it only works for Mominus. It won't work for Isser. He doesn't elucidate why he really backs out of it. But at the end of the day, he says he's like a chatzar. And a chatzar is only good if you're what? If you're tied down. And it's only good if you're a shliach l'kabbalah. Shliach l'olach is moving around. Chatzar ma'alech is lo'kanah. Could also be that maybe this doesn't work in the realm of Isurim. It only works in the realm of Mominus. He doesn't really elucidate why he doesn't like it, but he backs out of it. So at the end of the day, we're back to this drawing board again. If he would have held like this Tosis written, it would have been beautiful, okay? But the bottom line is he backs out of it. Probably, let's say over, because he only likes this in Mominus and not Isurim. He doesn't spell that out, but I think that's the pashtus. Okay? Yes, Ezra.
Also, it wouldn't fit with Gemara, because Gemara says specifically that she can't, the Evakanami cannot receive the get.
Right, but who's it talking about? Maybe it's talking about someone else's Evakanami. Maybe it's talking about if her own, he says it would be good. That's what he says in the beginning, and then he backs out of that. Okay?
Well,
yes, Pinchas.
Why would someone else's Evakanami pick up?
You appointed him. You asked him. You appointed him. You got permission from the master. You could give a case. It only possible somebody your own would be good. That's an okimta. That could be another reason why he rejects it. But I'm saying Alpisfara, a good reason why he rejects it is because of what? What we could suggest is Isurim that only works and maybe not Mominus. Okay, that's the pashtus. That's what I would say. It only works in Mominus, but not Isurim. Like the Gemara has it above Metziah. The Gemara has it above Metziah and Sadi Vavam and Aleph that if you appoint an Evik Knaini, an Evik Knaini can be in your can be in your stead for the din of Bai Levimo. Does Allah a Bai Levimo? What Bai Levimo means? In Hilchos Shomrim. If you have a case of Bai Levimo, you're Pater, if you're a Shomer. What's the case of Bai Levimo? Chumash has, right? Bai Levimo means the following. Let's say I work for Yosef, okay? Let's say I work for Yosef. I'm an employee of Yosef, and then Yosef borrows my car and smashes it up. Yosef's pater from paying me. Doesn't pay me a penny. It's a poskin chumash. Why? Because Baal of Imo, the owner of the car, is always with Yosef. Because why? Yosef works for me. So I should have told him. The Torah doesn't say why. The different reasons in Rishonim. Rav Kasha gives maybe four or five different reasons why you're pater. The Torah just says, Tosa says it's a gzeres hakasam, which is very rare in Kol Shem Mishpat, in Dinei Mominus. We always try to find a svar. Tell you some Bob Metzia, Sadi Vom, it says it's a gzeres hakasam. But they're different svaras. One svar is like quid pro quo. I gave Yosef a job, so I also get an out that if I smash up his car, I'm putter. So it's like quid pro quo. That's what another reason is the chinuch says, if I'm always hanging around here, I should have told you, you should have told me to drive better. It's your fault. The chinuch says, you're not always with me all the time. It's a little pluv minatayr. Whatever, we don't have to get involved in a different reason to Rishonim. Chumash says when you do parsha Shai Mikra and Mishpatim, you see Baal of Imo. It's a din. So the Gemara says an Evik Naini is good to represent you for Baal of Imo. Because Yad Evik Yah Baal Bais. That's Mominus. But by Surim, like getting the Kedushin, I think that's the reason that drove the Tzitzis Rida back out of this. Even though it doesn't spell it out. But that's, I think, the reason why Lamaisa, he's willing to what? He's not willing to say it should be good. So we got a problem again now. A big problem. And that problem being, Halach Lamaisa, is that he was not brought up to Torah's getting the Kedushin. Okay? Yad Evik Yah Baal Bais, he appointed him. So what are we going to do? Very difficult. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
Yad Paul, Yad Baal Bais, can you just protect Tosfos and Avram, just saying maybe Avram paid Eliezer, and then
okay, but Lamaisa, we're going to use this cloud. We want to use this cloud and limit it only to Dinei Mominus. You know, even though Yom Machan Ephraim says it by a bracha, which is Yisurim, right? It's a shot of a bracha levatala, but he uses it. It's a good point. But let's say, you know, instead of saying Mominus and Yisurim, let's call it Ishus. Ishus
Dinei Mominus.
Yeah, but it's Isser also, you know. It's an Isser, it creates an Isser, Lamaisa, you know, it's just Chiv Misa. You know, it's not purely Mominus. So, Lamaisa, that could be, for whatever reason, he backs out of it. That's the smart that we're suggesting. Maybe he was only comfortable for moments, but not Ishus. Okay, thus, the Machan Ephraim does say it for Bracha, but Ishus is a little bit stronger more than Bracha, maybe. Even though, according to Ram, Bracha Levatol is the Raisa. Okay. So, Lamaisa, we have this problem. We're still back to the drawing board. So, let's go over to, everyone, let's chazer over where we're at this point. If you have a kasha, guys, ask me. Number one, we said Nachamal. Rav Rishonim is possible. Even according to Rebbe Migash, it's only good for get, the Bava Nulim said. But Shmuel, you're right. Number three, we wanted to say Yishtu Benoch. You can't say it's Yishtu Benoch. Because we learned out Eresin and Nisu in 12-month gap. And by Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there's no Erisif for a Ben Noach. So we know it was Ishus Yisrael. That was the quality of the Ishus. So we want to see Yad Evikiyah Balabai. So okay, but the Gemara Tosfos backs out of that. So where are we at now? We got a big problem. So says the Gurus Yitzchak, beautiful Svorin, wants to suggest, if you look in the Medrash, in the Maral Diskin, Maral Diskin, you know, was the chief Rav in Yerushalayim in the late 1800s. Rabbi Shulev Diskin, you've heard of him. He has beautiful essays on Chumash. And in the Maral Diskin al Torah, he was bothered by this Kasha. And you know what he says? Maral Diskin writes that Avram Avinu was Meshacharim. Maral Diskin. He says he freed him. Avram was Meshacharer Eliezer. I thought we just got through saying that it's an Isser Essay. You can't Meshacharer your Evik 90. But the Mishnah says you're allowed to for reasons of mitzvah, like Peruvu. What's the Mishnah's example? Two guys own an Evik 90. One guy frees him. The other guy retains what? Ownership. Now he's Chetzi Evik Chetzi Ben Karan. Who's he going to marry? He can't marry a full free woman. He can't marry a Shivka Knainis. So Beis Hillel was Chozer Bo to Beis Shammai. He says, we forced the master to give him a get. The second master retained ownership because of Puruvu. The Shevis Yitzra, Gabi. You follow me? Yeah, go ahead.
Doesn't that not change
his status once he goes to the mikveh again? Is he still the same? We assume he went to the mikveh. He did everything. He went to the mikveh, good point. You have to say, according to the Rambam, he went to the mikveh Shnir, Tfilah Shnir. That's what you got to say. But what I'm saying is that how do you do it? It's an Isser Essay. The answer is it was L'shem Mitzvah. Not for his own Peruvu, but for who? His son's Peruvu. Right? That's a little bit of a more of a Chiddush, because in the case of the Mishnah, it was the guy's own Mitzvah. Right? Here we're saying it's for someone else's Peruvu, for Yitzchak to have kids. He needed Eliezer to be the Shliach.
Oh, it's for in the Mishnah's case, it's for the Eved's Peruvu.
Right. Right, here's not for Eliezer.
It still has nothing to do with the Baal.
I understand, but I'm just saying it's a bit of a chiddush, you could say. I'm just saying it's an extension. The Mishnah had it to have him fulfill his mitzvah peruvu. Here it was for someone else's. So maybe, I'm saying maybe the taste it's okay, but you see that's part of the chiddush. Poshim Shad, why not extend it for the mitzvah peruvu? There's another example I'm sure you're familiar with the Gemara and Brachas, right? And the Gemara and Gittin, right? You know, Eliezer only had 9 guys. He needed a 10th guy for his minion. So what did he do? Memzayin and Bez and Brochus. He was Meshachar Zevakani for a 10th man in the minion. Frek the Gemara, the Olam Bem Tavo. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Shiny. And then the Gemara and Gittin picks up on that and says what? Andaf Mem, right? Gittin Brochus, Memzayin and Bez, and Gittin Daf Mem. What does it say? Mitzvah Baba Veira. What's the Gemara's answer? Mitzvah Derabim Shiny. Mitzvah Derabim. Beats out mitzvah baba veira. Why is it a mitzvah the rabbin? Because it was tefillah b'tzibor. The Rosh actually says in brachas it was parsa zocher, which is the eraisa. That's in the kimta too. Okay, but maybe we'll discuss that at a more different time. But what I want to bring out, lemaisa, is that you see that it was meshachar Eliezer, and therefore no problem. Eliezer shliach hayar, Taisa says yes, because he was a what? He was a free man. He was the Yisrael. So Mele, that answers all the questions. Now, I gave you a pasuk in the Marma Kalmus to look up. Someone asked me a kasha. Why is this answer difficult? What do you say, guys? Perichov Dalit pasuk Samach Aleph. What did you say? Oh, excellent, Shimon. On his way back, the Torah Kedusha still calls him an Evid. On his way back when he's taking her to Yitzchak, the Torah still calls him an Evid. So how do you tell him he's a free man? Great, great point, Jimmy. That's a great kasha, no? Pasuk, Koreo to Evid.
She became an Evid for her? For
what'd you say?
She became an Evid for Rivka now?
He's a free man.
No, meaning Avram freed him and then they did the Kedushin and everything and then...
Seems to the Torah Pasuk is the Evid of the original of Avram. But according to this, he was already free. How can you call him an Evid? Stuck against the Pasuk.
Can he fall down just saying he's an Evid even out to Avram? They really, like,
No, it's not an Eved Ivri. Why would he be an Eved Ivri?
Because in order for him to be able to do this.
Oh, he could be a worker. He's a free man. You know, an Eved Ivri is a whole din. You either sell yourself or based and sells you. You don't just stop and become an Eved Ivri. You're an employee. Turns to say, Poyel. Yes, go ahead, Pinchas.
Could he have chosen to become an Eved Ivri after being free?
Yeah, but an Eved Ivri is a process. Where do we find, you know, he sold himself? He could just be a regular employee. And it's a whole thing to be a Mechiris Beisdin, Mechiris Atzmoy. Pashtus is a free man. You're right, an Eved Ivri could become an Eved Ivri, but that's not the Pashtus, huh? Goral Chulasus is the same Eved. So what's the pshat? So, if you look in the Pirkan Rav Elazar, can't give up, guys. Can't give up. But the shidduch, the stake, it's at stake. So the Pirkei Rav Elazar, Pirkei Tet Zayin, points out, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana, the Heilige Tana, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Omer Avram Yitzchak Beno, Ha'eved Hazeh Chashud Al Arayis, Umaramir Mebiyodo, Roshem and Negev Etzinor, Elehevius Anara Ola, Vahotzius Besuleha, Beetzba, Im Tahira, Bibsuleha, Harehilacha Mipiak Furu. Hechnisa Ola, Vahotzius Besule Beetzba, Erosol Avram Aviv Achkach Locha. Shagamoch Chulik, Shagamoch Hesed Mitzch Benoi Hotzil Lecheris. When they brought her to Yitzchak's Ola, they checked her, because an Evid is normally, Evid Kanai is Chashan Al Rayas. They're afraid he lived with her on the way back. They checked her to see if she was a Besula. She was still a Besula. And because of this, Avram Avinu rewarded Eliezer with freeing him. And the Shichur was Lamafreya, that at the time that he gave the what? The Kesef condition, he was a free man. So therefore what? The Torah still calls him an Evan, because he still was an Evan. Till the Tanai was fulfilled. Amazing. Moiridik. Amazing. Where is Yitzchak? Based on the Pirkei Rav Elazar. It's an Pirkei Rav Elazar Medrash. Pirkei the Rav Elazar. So Memeila, he was Meshachar him Al Tanai Shehu what? Shehu lo Nagaba. That he didn't touch her. And that's exactly was the case. And therefore what he was called an Eved as they're going back because the tie wasn't yet fulfilled. So at the end of the day, he was a free man. He was a free man.
Is that based
on anything? Yeah, it's a medrash. But I'm saying that's why the Torah still calls him an Evedon.
No, I understand, but I'm asking if the...
No, the Gemara has it. In many places, Evedon is Choshen Al Arayis. So therefore, that was the assumption. Even yes, go ahead, Daniel.
Wouldn't that mean that they're not married until they get back?
Yeah, I'm afraid there was a kedushin.
Right. So then, how are the brachas good then?
We're going to discuss the brachas. We're good. We'll see. We'll see how the brachas were good. We'll see how the brachas. It's a good point. We're going to get to it.
Okay. Why can't it be good?
But that's the chiddush we want to suggest.
Usually brachas are done over.
No, he says the brachas. There's a little bit of a time span. You got to wait a little bit. It's a good point. We'll get to it. Good point. It's a good point too, Don. You hear what I'm saying? He's still called an Evid. So that's the chiddush. At the end of the day, they want to say over from the Bruce Yitzchak, Lamaisa regarding this din. So Taisus is beautiful. Maybe I was thinking it could even fit into the Taisus, Eliezer Shliach Haya. He doesn't say Evid Haya. He says Shliach Haya. Shtikel Diyuk. He was a Shliach. He was a Shliach that was a Kosher Shliach.
Still wouldn't make sense why Avram would send down an Evid.
What'd you say?
Still doesn't make sense why Avram would send down an Evid.
No, it was with this Tanai. It was all with
he
this.
He rewarded him after he saw if it was Rizula. Like, Adam doesn't know whether.
Well, for whatever reason, he wanted Eli. He trusted Eliezer and Lamais. He wanted to trust him out of self, and that's what took place. So let's get to some other details now of this. Okay. Number one detail that we mentioned in our Tulsas is that there was a bracha, and the bracha is done even when there's a shliach. So let's get to some other points that I want to bring out here from this chiddush. Okay. Number one, okay? Number one, let's get to it. The haflaw, the great haflaw, is bothered by the following kasha. He's bothered by, he says, Min astam, Eliezer's Mekadesh Rivka for Yitzchak, with the kesef, the clay kesef, clay zav that he gave her. Now, when did he give it to her? He gave it to her the night before. He gave it to her the night before. Before the bracha. Right? How do you say Birkas Erusin so much time after the Kiddushin? Well, even build up your kasha even stronger, Daniel. Okay? It was much later, Lemafreya, when it was Chal, but even the actual what? Even the actual Kesef that was given over was the night before. The bracha was recited when? Afterwards, even that time it wasn't. Even at the initial point, it wasn't at the right time. Isn't that a problem? How do you say that? So I want you to get this down. So the Rosh in Siman Yud Zayin, we'll see it, B'lin Eder, as we go weiter now in the Gemara, we'll get to tomorrow. Hopefully, B'lin Eder, we got to do that. Tetz B'zakel Uber. But in Siman Yud Zayin, the Rosh says, if you don't say Birkas Erushin Mishas Kedushin, you could say it all the way up till Nisuin. Please get this down. You could say it all the way up till Nisuin. Lefizetz Nicha, that he's able to say the bracha tomorrow when the Nisuin is Kedushin, because it was before what? Before the Nisuin. The Rambam actually, it's not so poshut. The Rambam Lamaisa, actually Lamaisa, Dasa Rambam is a machleik team, the Beis Yosef and the Gra on this point. But the truth of the matter is, in that rush, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, Lamaisa, I'll bring you a raya, you could say a Birkas Nisuin all the way to the chuppah. He says, if you have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and you haven't benched yet, if you don't bench right away, you can still bench, as long as you're not, what? It hasn't fully been digested, which is called ichul mazon, right? As long as it hasn't fully been digested, you can still bench. So too, Birkas Erusin, you can still bench Kolzman, you're still in Arusa. That's what the Rivosh says in Simon Pei Beis. Okay? So no problem. Now I gave you the Mishnah Melech though. The Mishnah Melech didn't like that riot. The Mishnah Melech is in Perek Gimel and Hilchos Ishes, Allah Chav Gimel. He didn't like that comparison to benching. What was the Lashon that he used? He says, Raya Zu Eini Makir. I don't recognize this raya. Basically what he's saying is that I don't hold that comparison is correct. Let me read you his lashon. He just says, raya zu eini makir. I don't recognize this raya. It's a nice way of saying, why doesn't he recognize it? So I tell you why. Because Birkas Hamazon, kol zman, that you haven't fully digested, you're nene. You're getting energy from it. It's in your stomach. Right? That's why you could say Birkas Hamazon. Mashenki Birkas Erez is done. Once it's done, it's done. So how is that a raya? Okay. The truth is, the Vilna Gaon, there on the spot there in Ibn Ezra, please get it, Simon Lama Dalad Sifkan Tess, says it's Talui. What do you mean it's Talui? I once heard from Rav Berzon Shlita that the Avudram writes that there are four categories of brachas. Let's get them down. The Avudram, one of the Halakha Rishonim, says there's four types of brachas. Birkas, Nanin, we'll get to it more when we get to the Birkas Erusin. Brachas on food, Birkas on mitzvahs, brachas on mitzvahs like lulav and matzah, Birkas Shevach V'Odol, like on thunder and lightning, and then the fourth one is not so well known. He calls it Birkas Tefillah. This is a very important. I want you to know this. Avudrom, he says there are four categories of brachas in halacha. Okay. Now, which one is a Birkas Erusin? So says the Vilna Gaon Geshmak. He says, if you hold that Birkas Erusin is a Birkas Shavach V'Odol, praising the Eishter for giving us sanctity, making us different than non-Jews, Russos, and the Lashon of Arayas, which we'll get to in the Gemara with the Rosh. So then, when is classically Birkas Shavach V'Odol said? After you hear the thunder. After you see the lightning, you say the bracha. Birkas Shevach V'Odol, the bracha is always after the action, so it's beautiful here. As long as hasn't had Nisuin, say the bracha. But if you hold the Birkas HaMitzvah, once it's done, it's done. The Gemara has the klal in Pesachim Zayin and Beis, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarech Alein over Lasa Yosem, before the action. So that's how the Vilna Gaon wants to say it beautifully, Halacha L'maisa. But the truth is, the Rivash writes in that tshuva, what do you have to lose by going back and just saying the bracha again, b'shas the bracha, b'shas the chuppah. So say it, later. So if you're not sure whether that's okay or not, then say it again, b'shas the chuppah. So it won't be a what? It won't look like Birkas Eris is a bracha levatala. Just nagu lachsul akadish b'shasa bracha.
Wouldn't that be bracha levatala?
Oh, so you know what they used to do? He says they used to say the Birkas Eris, they used to say it again as without Shem Hashem. You follow me? So it wouldn't be a bracha levatala. So it's interesting that the Rivash writes, he says, he quotes, of Amori Harav Rebbe Peretz HaKoyin, Hayamaligazah. He said, Rivash says his Rebbe used to make fun of that minig to repeat the Birkas Eris B'Shas Chub without a bracha, without Shem Hashem. If it's not Shem Hashem, then it's not a bracha. So what are you gaining? You know what I mean? What are you gaining, he's saying? Matoelis Levarach, Achashiev Sharlaskir Shem Hashem, Shem Shemai. If you're not mentioning Shem Hashem, you're not saying a bracha. So what's the point? Okay, but Lamaisa, it doesn't really fix the problem. But that's what I want to bring out here. The answer to your question, Daniel, is that even if it was Lamafreya, it's not a problem, Lamaisa, because the truth of the matter is that even in the initial step, the bracha was after the actual Nesinus HaKedushin. You follow me? So therefore, that's not a problem, Lamaisa, if your Birkas Eris is a Birkas Sheva for a doyah. Like the Svar. So that's what we're assuming.
But here he's doing Kedushin and Nesun because it's Mosar of the Shukha above.
Okay, but you could also say there was Suin wasn't until the Bia, and they didn't do the Bia. Remember, said they checked whether she was Absuin.
Yeah, but so that was before always, the Bia. Always learn up and that this
time. Yeah, but we said that. Yeah, but that was on the dinim. That was on the dinim momentous. So we said because Chasanim also Pashup Shad is focusing more on the Bia. That was a mahalach we had that it was chal the momentous. So it was a little bit yevid the bracha. But this comes out that issue
even
of
without
the,
getting into momentous and all the Rishonim referred to what happened there as Nesuin. And then the Tosas as a Chiddush was also Arison. But Pazim Shad was Nesuin over there.
That's what the Bryce and Mesechus Kabbalah Rabasi says. Spirkus Nesuin. Okay. But I'm saying the Bracha Lamaisa, I'm saying the point of no return for Birkus Arison is you need to have the Bia. That's
right,
what I'm saying.
You also just say that the time span is until the Nesuin is done.
Right, but I'm saying the Nesuin will be the Bia. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and there's the point of no return for the brach on the Arison will be Bia.
So
until you have the Bia, it's still that time open that I can say
Birkas
Arison.
Even if you did Nesuin already?
Yes.
So that means if you did Nesuin,
you did Nesuin not complete. You did a chelik of the Nesuin. You do the chelik, you didn't do the full thing. Until you do the full thing, it's going to be good. Because the Iker Birkas Hashem is focused on the Bia. You know, we said it at the Teretz, the Maisa. We said the Teretz that if Schal Bidiyevit, or, you know, wasn't ideal. The ideal is on there. So for our purposes, Birkas Arison is not too late. Okay, so that's number one. That's that Nakuda, please. Number two Nakuda I want to bring out is interesting, I was thinking, is that, and I want you to get this down, is that there is a Gemara in Kedushin, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that says Kitchabo Elion. You're allowed to have Kedushin at night. Now, one of the Rishonim named Rabbeinu Yeshaya has a Chiddush Nifla, and he claims that just like Get should not be given Belila, because a Get needs a Beis Din, Kedushin doesn't need a Beis Din. It's questionable whether a get needs a basin. The Gemara has a line that it does. The Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. And if you assume that a get needs a basin, so just like a basin can't convene at night, so just like a get can't be given at night, the Ramah holds an uncle's getting bidiyevit. If a get's given at night, it's good. If you have a husband that's a bad guy, and they've been trying to get him, the guy to give a get for a long time, and you find him in town one night, and he's going to skip town, you can grab him, and you can give the get, bidiyevit, it's good. Okay? But Lamaisa, there is a Rishon that says a get's not good because Beis Din must convene. It can't convene at night. So he wants to say a hekesh. Listen to this. Ein Kedushin Belaila. Rabbeinu Yeshaya, get it down. We don't hold like this, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. The Gemara says black and white, Kedushin Yud'alef and Ralph, then Kedushin Belaila is good. So how does he get out of the Gemara? So maybe you could say only a Kedushin Shtar can't be Belaila. That's what he meant. Because that's a comparison to get. Get's a Shtar. But Kesef, which the Gemara in Yud'alef and Ralph is talking about, Kesef, it's good. This was Kesef is also. So Kesef Belaila is good. So even Rabbeinu Yeshaya would say this. You know, all like Rabbeinu Yeshaya in general. But I'm just saying Rabbeinu Yeshaya reads the Gemara that Kitcha Belaila is by Kesef. The only thing that he said was Kitcha Belaila was not good was by a star condition. But this was Kesef, so it's not a problem. That's the second point that I wanted to bring out. Okay, number three on this. The added points I want you to get. And that is the representative of the Evid here was the representative of Yitzhak or Avram. We said that Eliezer was the Evid Avram. We don't find him Evid Yitzhak. So The Shulchan Aruch I gave you in Simid Lamed Hey, Sif Dalet. Okay, in Simid Lamed Hey, Sif Dalet, points out that if the father and son have a discussion, and the father says, do you like this particular girl? Do you want to become married to this particular girl? And he's shosek, the son is quiet, and the father understands from his quietness that he's shtikikoda, that he's interested. If the father goes ahead and acts as a shliach, it's good. It's a gemara, basically, but the Shulchan Aruch records this, simen lamed hei sif dalet. So the makne in the Kutras Acha, which a lot of guys saw in last week, simen lamed hei sif katan tes, please get it down. Makne Kutras Acha, simen lamed hei sif katan tes. He says, what's the makor in the Torah for this concept? That if a father goes over to the son and says, are you interested in marrying this girl? And he acts as the shliach on behalf of the son who's the chassan. The makor in the Torah is our story. That Eliezer was Mekadosh Rivka. We never find that Yitzchak appointed who? Eliezer, do we? We never find that Yitzchak appointed Eliezer. We never find him appointing Eliezer once. Right? So Avram was the one who appointed him. Now how could that work? It wasn't appointed by the chassan. So the answer is that Avram said to Yitzchak, Lamaisa, do you want to be mekudeshes to this woman? Yitzchak was shosek, and by that matter he agreed in that vein. So we have, basically, let's get this. Number one, we said the issue is the bracha. Okay? No problem the bracha being afterwards because we're assuming it's a ma'alim pikashem v'chodah. Number two, kitcha b'leila. We're saying that's fine because it was kesef. Number three, we're saying that what? The minui of the shlichus was done by the father. That's not a problem. You have to say that he had agreement from Yitzchak, and therefore it was okay. Now it's interesting though.
You from Yitzchak?
Yeah. He said, Avram said to Yitzchak, do you want to marry this woman? He was shosek. He assumed that he was interested. That's considered to be correct. That's considered to be as if he appointed him. Now the problem is the maknin the meshechochma in Incha Yisora in Perichov Dalet Posuk Nun says, oh, even if Yitzchak did appoint his father as being a shliach, we got a problem. Why is it a problem? Go ahead, Shimon.
Didn't Avram say to Eliezer just to go take someone from that family, like from my family? He didn't say who also.
Okay, but more specifically, what happened? He what? Go ahead, Pinchas. Oh, it was a shliach or a shliach. Yitzchak appoints Avram, and Avram doesn't go ahead and do it. Avram goes ahead and appoints Eliezer. So what you have in this concept called, and this is a very fascinating topic, called shliach osa shliach. The Baal HaBayis appoints one shliach, fine. Can that shliach appoint another one? That's a major topic in Rishonim. But I gave you one maramakum, which is the Mordechai. Okay, the Mordechai in Kedushin Perek Beis Os Tav Kufei. He quotes a famous shita called the Kadosh Meradosh. Either you say Kadosh Midarvash or Radosh. Sometimes the Dalet and Resh are inversed. What's that called? They invert with one another. Kadosh Midarvash or Kadosh Meradosh. The Mordechai quotes a Kadosh Meradosh and says like this. He says, a shliach osa a shliach is good by get because you are in control. Why are you in control? Because a man can divorce his wife, Baal Korcha, before Cherem the Rabbeinu Gershom. So you have a tremendous amount of koach. So if you make a shliach, that shliach also has a tremendous amount of koach. He can also appoint another shliach. But by Kedushin, you need the agreement of the woman. You don't have great koach. So just because you're appointing a shliach for Kedushin, there's no way that you can appoint another shliach. That's what the Kodesh Meirados says. So the Meila, you got a problem. Frek the Meshech, Maknin the Meshech Ochmi, you're against the Kodesh Meirados. Right? How do you say Lamaisa that he was able to do shliach osa shliach? You hear the Kasha? It's a great Kasha. Johnny, you hear the Kasha? Shliach osa shliach. How does that work? We're breaking down the story. It hits so many halakhas. It's mamish moiridik. Shliach osa shliach. What happens here? Yeah, go ahead, Doc.
Is there a concept in Bava Metzia that, like, if you could reasonably assume that someone would appoint someone else as his shliach?
Yeah, that's a possible answer, and you could say that, you know, Yitzhak really what? Yitzhak really never had a point. It was like Avram, based on the understanding.
Maybe Eliezer could be part of Avram's.
Could be. It could be Avram really doing it on his own. But it's called Artsi Artsuye. But the truth is, the Machne wants to say, listen to this, that Eliezer was the Eved of Avram. Therefore, Avram didn't need to appoint him, because why? Listen to this. Yad Eved, ki Yad Balabais. And therefore, Avram Aminu did not need to appoint him as a shliach. So it's not shliach as a shliach. He's like an extension of Avram Avinu. Right? That's what he wants to tie in. It was as if Avram Avinu was Mekadesh. Because if he says Lamaisa, you don't say it like that. He says, an Eved's not the Torah's gift of the Kiddushin. Exactly what we said in the beginning of the Shir. And the Tosfos Rid said, an Eved is not good unless you hold what? Midin Yad Eved Kiyad Balabayis. Yes? But that's a big problem, because we said the Tosfos Rid backed out on that, right? So we ultimately want to say he was free. Okay? Because you have all these bracha we say, asav kitchen b'leila, meaning we shlichas, okay, we're saying, but what about shlichos shlich? So ultimately we're saying that's a problem, Lamaisa. You want to come on and say, Yadav Yalbais, please get down your own, because the Machna says that, but we're saying on our own, that's difficult with that Tosfos Rid. He backed out of that at the end of the day. He backed out of that. And the truth is, if you look in the Sefer Moshe of Skenim from the Baalei HaTosan Chumash, he adds up another point. We have a famous din. We mentioned Mitzvah Yosef Shulchan here. They couldn't do it. He, you know, it's only if you can do it yourself. Here he couldn't do it himself. But listen to this. The Gemara says in Kedusha and Memach, Asur l'Adam, bless you, Avram. Asur l'Adam Yikadosh Ad Shirena. You can't make Kadosh a woman until you see her. He didn't see her, Yitzchak. How could he do the Kedusha? That's what the Moshe of Skenim asks. Amazing, no? Plus the fact we said Mitzvah Yosef Mishluch, okay. That we said maybe you could get out. So according to Tosfos, and Tosfos says Birkas Eiris Mechreichu is Mekadosher. So the note of Yehuda and Ibn Ezra Simenai and Zion says that if you're Goymer B'daito, you don't care what she looks like. You want a Mekadosher, you don't have any problem with it, then there's no issue to Mekadosh Pelola Rosso. Not at all. That's what the note of Yehuda says, Ibn Ezra Simenai and Zion. That if you say to the shlich, I don't care what she looks like, whatever, any davar maguna, doesn't make a difference, you want to be mekadeshes, then it's good. There's no issur at all, the mekadesh without seeing her. And if you look in the chizkuni on the parsha, the chizkuni perek chavdal posuk yud, he says Eliezer was a shlich for erisin and nesuin. We want to say a chiddush. When our taisis and the chizkuni say Eliezer was a shlich, it was Eliezer, not as an eved. He was meshuchra. That solves all the problems, lamaisa, that we have. Okay? Tosfos never said he was an Eved. He says, Shliach Hayim. It's our diuk, we want to say. Same diuk they're making in the Chizkuni. And we learn from the Rosh that he did the Erisin and the Kedushin. He did both, remember? He did both. Halacha Lamais. He did both. So we could suggest, Lamais, this is the Mahalach I wanted to suggest to you on this Chiddush of what? Of Eliezer, and that Tosfos. Another halacha we said is that what? You say the Bracha, even though the Shliach's not there, Bracha Al Yedei Shliach. Bracha Al Yedei Shliach. Okay, very good.
But we didn't get out of Shliach was a Shliach, right?
Shliach was a Shliach. We didn't. We got out of it with Yad, Rabbo, Kiyad, Balabais. Right. But if you don't want, you know, we canceled that. So how do you get back? How do you answer that problem with Daniel saying? Not all of you shown him agree with the Kaddish Miradosh. But with the Kaddish Miradosh, the way I would like to get out of it, Daniel, is that you don't have to say that Yitzchak appointed Avram. That Gemara that says that the father and son have a dialogue. The father is acting.
Yeah, he's. He has the ball.
He's like a quasi shliach. You know what I mean? I don't think it would be a breach of the principle of shliach osa shliach. That's the way I would answer the kasha. Because he's like doing it on his own, kind of like Donnie said. You know what I mean? He is acting like a shliach, but there was no minui. You follow me? So therefore, since there's no minui, it's not a breach of any shliach osa shliach. Maybe. Yes. Go ahead, Pinchas.
When Tosfos already backs out of what he said, can we still have the concept of Eved?
Yeah.
We can still have that concept, just not that Tosfos Rid hold.
Yeah, we could have that concept, but the Tosfos Rid didn't want to use it for Ishus. You know what I mean? He was talking about Ishus. He didn't want to do it by Ishus. That's what he didn't spell out why. So that's why I think that you have to say it's because of Ishus. You know what I mean? Even though the Machna Ephraim uses it for bracha, but I that's what I think. But you're right. The Machna is using it. The Machna is using it. He is using that principle. Tosfos Riddo is daichet though in the end. Okay, we got that whole mahalach. That's the shot we have in the Tosfos. Okay, all stemming from the Tosfos. Okay, I want to continue a few points. I wanted to get to something in the topic in the Parsha, but one or two more points in the Gemara, and then we will go to the topic from the Parsha. I wanted to point out that it's interesting, and the Aruch HaShulchan will leave for tomorrow, the beginning of Shir, but I wanted to point out, we said in the Gemara that Birkas Chasanim requires 10. Now, I saw this Aruch HaShulchan last night, but I'll say it over tomorrow in Shir, but I wanted you to get the Shizir and Shono how we possibly. What happens if you live in a city that there's not 10 people? What do you do? Are you supposed to push off the wedding and find 10 guys? To that degree? So this is a major machloikus in the Rishon. Not here on the daf, but I want to say it over to you. It's a machloikus in the Rashba in the Chuvis against the Trumas Adeshin. The Rashba in the Chuvis in Chelik Aleph Simen Elef Kuf Samach Zayin. Okay? It's 1167 in the Chuvis. And the Chelik Aleph the Rashba says, he says, you're not allowed to get married if you live in a city that has no 10 guys until you find 10 guys. And the Trumas Adeshin in Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Mem argues and says that's not acceptable. He says if there's no 10 guys, he says, of course you can get married. I'm going to quote you the Lashon. He says, Chital al datcha im ein b'medina asara shalotinase isha? Would it ever cross your mind that if you live in a town where there's no 10 guys, you can't marry a woman?
Who said that?
That's what the Trumas Adeshin writes. You know, it makes sense, no?
Who said that you can't?
I'm saying it says Birkas Chasanim is Basar. The Rashba says it's Likuva. You can't.
This is also for secondary.
It's 1167.
Yeah.
Wherever you need the Birkas Chasanim. So the Trumas Adeshin says, what are you talking about? Aye, then the Trumas Adeshin asks on himself, what did it say in the beginning of Brisa and the Maseches Kala Rabasi? What did it say? Kala Blo Bracha, Asur Labala Kenidi. He says, what do I do with that? He says, it doesn't mean bracha. He says it means chuppah. So you'll have a chuppah without 10 guys. Nishkeferlich. Doesn't mean bracha, he says. Only says bracha, because brachas are usually done during the chuppah. In this case, you could do it, so nishkeferlich. So, who do we hold like? So it's interesting. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. This case is not in the Shulchan Aruch. We've mentioned the Machaber Ramah. You know, the Machaber wrote the Shulchan Aruch, 1550. The Rama wrote his own Shulchan Aruch, then he realized the Machaber, he got rid of it, and he wrote Mappa, the tablecloth where he writes Haggah. But a lot of people don't forget that the Beis Yosef wrote a commentary on the Torah called the Beis Yosef, the Machaber, and the Rama wrote a commentary on the Torah called what? The Darkei Moshe. There's a Machlokes Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe on this Nekudah. Please get it. The Beis Yosef holds like the Rashba that you shouldn't get married if there's not 10 guys. And the Rama says, no, like the Trumas Adeshin. The bracha is not ma'akif. Okay? So, the noted Yehuda points out in the Chuvis that even according to the Rashba, if you did it, you're yotze. Very important Nekuda. If you did it, you're yotze, and there's no Isra of Kala B'lo Bracha Asura L'Bala Kenida. The noted Yehuda says that within the Rashba, if you did it, it's good, and you can stay married to her. Don't worry about it. She's not Kenidah. What's the Raya? Because what does the Mishnah say in Megillah? There are 10 things that need, there are the following things need a minion because of Davar Shabbat Kedusha, correct? What happens if you start without 10? I'm sorry, what happens if you start with 10? Are you allowed to finish without 10? Yushalmi says yes.
The note of the Yehuda is the one who said the reason why it's Kadosh was because originally there was 10 guys from the Pasuk, so that works well.
Very good, Johnny. And he points out that if you start with 10, you can finish without 10. Now, if it was Likuva, we never would say you could finish without 10. So that's why he says you have to say, exactly, very good, because of Kavod Kudush Hashem. Very good, Johnny. So therefore it comes out, Lamaisa, that it's not Ma'akev. I want you to know, though, it's an amazing thing. The Yad HaMelech says it's Ma'akev. He says she's usher to you until you do, gather 10 guys and say the bracha again. Amazing. Yad HaMelech. So let's chazer over this again. Machlok is Rashba, Chumas Adeshu, where the 10 is Likum. Rashba says yes. Chumas Adeshu says no. Kalbala Rocha Sulubalakini means really the Chuppah. And the Notabita says, even within the Rashba, if you did the bracha, thought 10, it's Yotze. He brings a riot because if you start Kaddish or with a 10 or and you don't finish with 10, it's still good. So you see it's not Likuva. The Adamel says, no, it's Likuva. She's Asher, you have to do it again. We'll see tomorrow, the Aruch HaShulchan, what he says. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I saw it last night, but I want... All right, we'll say it over tomorrow. I wanted you to say it inside Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa. He holds also that it's not Likuva. No guy should ever... You live in the boondocks. Oh, you can't, you know, he can't get married, Lamaisa.
It's Yadarma.
Because they have to... No.
It's not.
What'd you say?
Yadarma says it's not Likuva.
The Noda Behuda.
Noda Behuda says no.
The Tumas Adeshin says in the Dark Emotion, the Rama says not Likuva. Correct. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
So, the Tumas Adeshin, he says that it's not Likuva, but...
Yes.
Would he say that you shouldn't make the bracha? Meaning, would he say don't make the bracha because what the Bryce meant was just...
Right.
Chuppah,
he said, no, do the bracha.
Do the bracha.
Do the bracha, yeah.
Do the bracha.
With three guys, you could do the bracha. No problem. Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Johnny.
It's only like in a town where you don't have 10 or like where you're totally, you have no more options?
Yeah. You got to try.
Like a case, like talk people want to get married like on some island, you know?
No. We're talking about an ir shein basara. And in that case, it's a question whether you could do it or not. Okay? Very good question. Okay. Let's get to the topic now in the Chumash we want to get to, and then tomorrow we got to start. I want to do that Tysis tomorrow, Mazakal Uber, and then if we have a chance, we'll go Vaikta the Gemara. There's a few Makaras I'll give you the sides for that Tysis to see what the Svar is. Did anyone see? Did you guys do that Tysis Mazakal Uber yet? It's a hard Tysis, but okay, we'll do that tomorrow. We'll get it, I'll show, and then we'll go Vaikta the Gemara. Okay, let's just close with something from the Parsha, and then we'll dive in Minchin at 1. It's interesting, Halacha. That comes out from the Parsha, you know, the dogs didn't bark when we left Mitzrayim. And they were rewarded, the Gemara says, at the end of Arvi Pesachim, that Treifus, it says, Lakelev Tashlich Raso, feed the dogs a Treifus. The Gemara says, someone who speaks Lashon Hara is Roi Lashlich Laklovim. It's fitting you should be thrown to the dogs. Therefore, a Klal Yisrael had proven to Hashem, they had spoken Lashon Hara about each other, and throughout the process of being there, they had rectified this, and they didn't rat on other Jews when they had the items taken from the Mitzrim, the valuables that they took from the Mitzrim. No one informed on another Jew. And Hashem had seen that they weren't speaking Lashon Hara, he brought them out, and that's why the dogs were quiet. Because somebody speaks Lashon Hara, the dogs bark at you, you're thrown in the club, but the Klal Yisrael came out. So, Lamais, it's a very, very complicated if you own a pet in Halacha. Shabbos, you know, you're not allowed to move a dog when you pet him. And, it brings up a lot of shyness. But if you do have a pet, what are you allowed to feed the pet? Are you allowed to feed him non-kosher food? Okay? So, ideally, you should feed him kosher food. But let's say you have basar b'cholof. Are you allowed to feed your dog basar b'cholof? Now, what is basar b'cholof? Kosher meat with kosher milk cooked together. Basar b'chol has three sort of eating, hana, and cooking. Feeding your dog is hana. You're getting hana from it. And therefore, real basar b'chol, kosher meat with kosher milk that was cooked up, you're not allowed to feed your dog. So what are you allowed to feed? So only basar b'chol, which is an isra achilim in a Torah, carries with it an isra hana. For example, let's say you have oaf. Chicken with milk that was cooked up. That's only asum and rabbanan teeth. There's no isra hana with it. You could feed your dog. What about chaya with milk? A deer meat with milk. The basar b'chol is only basar of a behema, kosher behema. Chaya is a wild animal that's kosher, not domesticated. A chaya with milk, what's the din? You could feed your dog. Because chaya with milk is only isra rabbanan. Doesn't carry with it an isra hana. What about horse meat? Many times, it's cooked with milk. Again, it's not basar behema. They have basar b'chalav, and you need basar behema that is kosher. Some posts can allow whey, which is called mechalav. Whey is like part of the process of milk and cheese. If you have mechalav with meat, could you feed that? Many posts can make, that's a question. But what I want to get to now is Basa Treifa Vinevela. What is a treifa? What is an avela? A treifa is an animal, a kosher animal, a cow, yishech, and then you find out it would have died within 12 months when you check it. Check its lung, has a bad problem. It would have died. So if you take treifa and mix it with milk, basar treifa with milk, can you feed that to your dog? Or for that matter, basar nevela. What's a nevela? A nevela is a cow that's shot dead, dies without shechita. That's the difference in nevela and treifa. Nevela was shechted properly, but you find out it would have died. Nevela means it died not through shechita. So what do you do? See, that's the proper way. A lot of people always say the word treifa, treifa, treifa. The truth is you should say it's nevelas. The guy, let's say, buys a chicken that was not an OU chicken, but another chicken that wasn't kosher. That's a nevela chicken. Chicken wasn't a treifa. The non-Jew would eat it. It was just shot dead. It wasn't shechted properly. That's called a nevela. People call it treifa, but the real phrase is you call it a nevela. What's the story about nevela b'cholof? What do you say? What do you say about that? Or treifa b'cholof? Let's think. You have a nevela, and nevela is usher to eat. Straight up, it's a lav. Treifa is usher to eat. But I mix it with milk. You heard of the phrase called ein isser chalal isser? There's a concept in Shas called Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. The first Isser you had was an Avela. The second Isser was Basar B'cholof, because you cooked it with milk. Maybe the Isser Basar B'cholof can't superimpose on the Isser Avela. So therefore it should be labeled as an Avela, and the Chumash is Avela is Mutar Bana. So let me feed my dog. The Rambam says in this case that it's Mutar, like we just said. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos of Krisis, it's when you learn, if you're going for smicha, God willing, after you finish college, you go for smicha. The Rambam says, I have a nekuda nifla. You learn this in your day. The Rambam says, I have a wondrous nekuda. He actually uses that phrase. Nekuda nifla. He says, I have a wondrous point that I think you could feed your dog this food. Why? Because he thinks that it's Isser Chal Isser. Why? Why is it not an Isser Mosif? You know what an Isser Mosif is? The second, first Isser was Nevela. It's Asr Bachila Mutar Bana. Basar B'cholof is what? Asr Bachila and Hana. So since it's Mosif and Isser, let it be Chal. Let it be superimposed. Let it be Basar B'cholof. Let it be Asr. You follow me? That's what the Rambam asks. He says, I have a Nekuda Nifla for you. It's not called an Isser Mosif here. Why is it not called an Isser Mosif? Because the Isser Hana grows out of the Isser Achila. It's not an independent Isser. The Isser Hana is an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. So the Nevela is Asr B'Achila, the Basar B'Cholof is Asr B'Achila. Aye, but doesn't Basar B'Cholof have an Isser Hana? No, the Isser Hana, we view it as an outgrowth of the Achila. So you go back to the principle of Ein Isser Chal Isser, you can feed your dog. You follow me? That's the Nekuda Nifla that the Rambam says he has. Amazing, no? We don't hold like this Rambam Ladina. Ladina, most posts would say we don't hold like this Rambam, and you're not allowed to feed your dog Nevelis with Cholov, or Treifus with Cholov. You're not allowed to, because that's considered to be an Isra Hanna. Okay? But I want you to get this amazing Rambam. Everyone in studies in your day, all over the world, all yeshivas, If a guy says he's got smicha and he never heard the Nekuda Nifla, you better check that guy's smicha. I'm telling you, you better check that guy's smicha if he's never heard of the Nekuda Nifla. Okay? Even if he doesn't know, remember what the Rambam said in Nekuda Nifla, he should remember the phrase Nekuda Nifla. Right? Even if he doesn't remember what it was, he should remember that Rambam wrote that phrase. Okay, let's just close now. A few other Shaila's points on this. What about a behemoth shel hefker? A stray dog. You have a stray dog that, you know, every so often comes by your home. You know, and your kids want to feed him, or you want to feed him. You know, he gets your rachmonis. So he comes by the door every time dinner, you know, he wants to eat something. So, you know, you're tired of giving him your own food. So, you know, why don't can you get some basar b'cholof together? So, is that called hanah? It's not my dog. So we assume it is. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a problem. It is called hana. Because you're doing a good thing. You're feeding an animal. So we call that hana l'maisa. It's interesting because you could have said it's not my dog, right? Is that really hana? So we view that as getting hana. So that's a problem. You can't even give a stray dog. It's interesting. The poskim discussed you shouldn't even have the iser in your possession. What do you mean? I didn't eat it. I didn't derive benefit. I didn't cook it. It's just in my closet. Or it's in my basement. Many poskim say you shouldn't even have it around because you know what's going to happen if you have it around. You're going to end up what? Using it. So there's like a siag. Many poskim say you shouldn't really even have it around. The Bnei HaShulchan writes he never found such an iser. But there are poskim that say it. And you understand the recommendation because l'maisa, if you have it around, you're going to end up what? You're going to end up using it. So it's better not to have it around at all. Okay, so that's regarding the din. So it comes up a lot, guys, by chametz. Chametz on Pesach, you know, it's not just Asar B'Achil, it's Asar B'Hana. We're a few months before Pesach, but you got to keep it in mind. You cannot have any chametz on. What do you mean, I'm not eating it? But you're driving benefit from it by feeding your dogs, a problem. You can't have chametz. Terrible. It's an Isser Lav, not terrible. Yes, Daniel?
What are some of the issues for Hillel Shabbos when it comes to a pet?
You know, petting the dog, you can't move, he's muksa. The dog's muksa. So it causes a lot of problems.
Could there be issues of tzad, like inside the house?
Yeah, that's usually not because he can still move around. Uh-huh. Only if you lock him in a room, you know, if you lock him in a room, that's a serious shiloh. Push up shot, it's usher. Even in the room, though, if it's a huge room, you still got to run around and get him. So maybe it's not, you know what I mean? If you incarcerate him in a small place, that's a problem. Yeah, but lamaise, it's recommended probably not to have pets cause us halachic problems. But listen, if you have to have shalom bayis, if they insist on having it, so, you know, I guess fish are easier, but how do you feed the fish on Shabbos, right? That's a shalom. Can you feed fish on Shabbos? Lamaise. I mean,
same issues?
Yeah, in other words, it might be oof to the chol, things of that sort. But the fish might die, so what do you do? It's a shiloh, lamaise. Maybe you can ask a non-Jew to do it for you. From Malka Mitzvah. It's an interesting shiloh. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We got a lot to continue tomorrow, B'ez Hashem. Okay, so we got a long Seder tomorrow. Let's dive in Mincha, guys. Okay? I think it's let's make sure we have a minion here. Yeah, we have a minion. Yeah. Okay, you going to dive in this Medrash? Yeah, sure. I want to make sure.